Managing challenging behavior. If you are listening to me, then you have likely been going through many struggles of living with a child with serious behavior difficulty. Besides being the parent of a special needs child, I have worked as a paraprofessional in a public school system. I have had the opportunity to work with many different types of students with many different types of challenging behaviors. In this module, I will share my ideas about managing difficult behavior, which I pray will be helpful to you. One way to prevent challenging behavior is to use active learning techniques. Many parents and teachers are unintentionally frustrate a student by doing so much for them. Active learning demands that the student figure things out for him or herself. Another strategy to minimize inappropriate behavior is to keep the student engaged and working. From my experience, many behaviors regarded as challenging can be dealt with by redirecting the student toward other inappropriate activities. Toward other appropriate activities. Many children with challenging behaviors do better when they are provided more structure and discipline. A child with challenging behaviors may also have an individual behavior plan, IBP, as part of their IEP. To warrant the writing of an IBP, the behavior must be documented to have occurred for an extended period of time, to a marked degree, and have been resistant to the typical classroom interventions that are commonly effective with the general school population. An IBP is written after a school psychologist conducts a functional behavior assessment with parent permission to try to determine why the student is engaging in the challenging behavior. All behavior, even inappropriate behavior, is a form of communication and serves a purpose for the person exhibiting it. Once the data is collected and analyzed to determine the purpose of the function of the behavior, then the IBP is written to address the underlying need or motivation for the behavior, such as a need for attention, control, or to escape from something unpleasant to the person, like work, for example. The IBP can provide a structural approach for the student to internalize and learn to self-regulate, and for the staff to use to most effectively respond to the challenges the difficult behavior presents. The team works together to redirect the child's misbehavior so as to avoid the child being suspended from school. Unfortunately, many times the school has no other resources available, therefore uses out-of-school suspension as a consequence for their major behavior infractions. In my mind, suspensions are highly ineffective. When a student is not in the classroom to receive instruction, he or she falls further behind academically. Behaviorally, suspension may actually contribute to an increase in inappropriate behavior because the child has learned that if he or she misbehaves badly enough, he or she will be able to stay home and not have to be at school, where he or she may feel frustrated or unwanted. In my experience as a paraprofessional, I have discovered that often when students with significant behavior issues have regular contact with the general population of students, he or she seems to want to control their inappropriate behavior, more so as to be just like everybody else. Sometimes the student with challenging behavior can be supported, even if only for short periods of the day, and included in general education settings. The impact of just being around non-disabled students can be powerful and motivating for the disabled students. Now, One thing, parents, we need to remember, we always want to try to teach the student, is when they choose the behavior, they choose the consequence. But, parents, we also need to remember, children with autism, schizophrenia, psychotic disorder, etc., sometimes behavior is being triggered by other sensory sensations. We have to realize this and be aware that our behavior plan will need to be tweaked and adjusted accordingly. On that note, let's move on to the next module, guys.